If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. As it's just a great time to be a Kansas City sports fan right now. The Chiefs are 2-0. KU, K-State, Missouri all won this past weekend. The T-Bones won their league. And Sporting Kansas City are back in first place in the Western Conference for the first time since, I believe, July, as they got a big 5-1 victory over the San Jose Earthquakes on Saturday night, late Saturday night. And here to talk about that with us is the captain, Matt Beisler. Good morning, Matt. How are you, man?
Doing well. Good morning, guys.
That had to be a fun flight home from San Jose after a game like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only bummer about the flight is we were flying right during the Chiefs game, and the Wi-Fi on the flight was not working, so we had some bummed out Chiefs fans.
Oh, that stinks, man, because a lot of times anymore, especially like on Southwest, you get the free TV when they have Wi-Fi, and they have CBS, so you usually get to watch. I don't know if it would have been the Chiefs game on that broadcast yesterday, but you usually get to watch it. You guys were stuck. You didn't get to see the Patrick Mahomes show.
We did not. We had a few guys, obviously, fantasy football is big in the locker room right now, so we're having a bunch of guys just trying to follow that, and then obviously we do have some diehard Chiefs fans and some converted Chiefs fans. And so it was very exciting once we landed to see the final score. And then, you know, once we started looking more into the game, we saw Patrick Mahomes' stats and we were blown away. I mean, what a game. It's unbelievable.
And yesterday was his 23rd birthday.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. 23 years old in the NFL. That's impressive.
And he's doing stuff that's never been done before. He's the first quarterback in the history of the league to throw 10 touchdown passes in the first two games of a season. It broke Peyton Manning's record of 9 touchdown passes. I know we've talked about it every week, Matt, but it's unbelievable, isn't it, to think about what this, that he's living up to all of the hype, which almost seemed impossible before the season started. And it's only two games, but right out of the chute, he's doing things that even the hype didn't say he would do.
Yeah, no, I think that's why it's so impressive. I think everybody who's smart, I think it was expecting, you know, some hiccups along the way, and there really hasn't been many hiccups at all. I still think it's early on, so I think people need to, you know, expect those hiccups to come, and when they do, it's okay. But yeah, I mean, in two games, I don't think anybody could have predicted what we've seen so far. And the one stat that I like too was that he had more touchdown passes than incompletions. I mean, that's just insane, right?
he's completing passes at a Sporting Kansas City rate, best team in the league.
Yeah.
In that regard, by the way.
Well, because when we landed, the first thing we saw all over the headlines was Mahomes 6 touchdown passes. So we were like, oh, and then we saw the final score is 42-37.
Yep.
So we're just like, oh my gosh, and, you know, it was a shootout. How many times did he throw the ball? He must have thrown the ball 50 times like Roethlisberger did. And then you go and look at it, and he was 23 for 28.
Yes.
And that's like, I don't know what his quarterback rating was, but as far as efficiency goes, he had to be almost like a perfect game.
Okay, I want to ask you about his mentality, because I've read your book. You wrote a lot in the book about just the mentality that it takes to try to become great at particularly sports, and all the different things that you've done for motivation, for discipline, to keep yourself focused on what's important. I love the story about the sticky notes that you put all over, be it your driver's, your steering wheel in your car, your locker, so things to keep you focused on what matters the most every day and what you find motivation from. And you've been around a lot of the all-time greats in your sport as well. The thing that I find interesting, we're still learning his personality. You've spent time around him, I know, at a couple Sporting Kansas City games. You've had a chance to visit with him. He comes across with this humble confidence that it just seems so rare to me. It seems like usually if a guy is going to be that confident. He's going to be like over the top, never wants to take a backseat to anybody. Just completely sure that he's the greatest that there's ever been. Yet he seems to have this balance of when he was the backup to, we just heard a story yesterday from Adam Teicher that when he was the backup to Alex Smith, he turned down endorsement deals because he was the backup and he thought it would be a bad look and he didn't want to take the spotlight away until he'd earned it. He just seemed to kind of know how to fit in with at the same time, knowing deep down that he can be great. First of all, I'm just curious what your impressions of him are as a competitor just in your short time meeting him. And have you been around any great athletes like that seem to be able to combine, you know, the humility with this deep-seated confidence all at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up, I think you describe it correctly. You know, when you were talking about his personality, the first thing that came to mind for me was humble confidence, just like you said. And I think in sports, you have to find... To really be successful at the highest level, I think you have to find the right balance between that humble confidence and then also, you know, having the ability to not get too high or not get too low. I think that's just so important because especially in today's world where there's just so much coverage and with social media and distractions that, you know, you have a game like he just had and you absolutely blow up. And you're doing interviews, and you're all over ESPN, and the expectations are high. And so now it's important for him to understand that and to, you know, make sure that he keeps his head down and focuses on the next week, you know, says all the right things and almost kind of stays boring in a way. And then the same thing would have gone if, you know, if next week he comes out and throws three interceptions and people say that, oh, you know, never should have traded Alex Smith and all these different things. Now they're talking the other way. It's important not to, you know, get too far down. So you gotta find that balance, you know, to stay right in the middle. I think that's important. But then also too, you have to know when to turn it on. You know, I think everybody that's a professional athlete has some sort of confidence. You know, they wouldn't have got as far as they get without confidence. But I think the special players are the guys who can, you know, navigate, you know, the ups and downs and stay right in the middle, but also they can flip the switch in the right moments and absolutely just turn it on and say, hey, this is the time where I'm going to make a play, give me the ball, you know, I'm going to lead the team. And so, you know, so far I think that, you know, he has some of those qualities, and so I think that's a great sign. I think it back to in my time, you know, playing with the national team, he reminds me, Landon Donovan had that, Tim Howard had that, you know, guys that were just really smart about, you know, how they went about things as far as, you know, never getting too high or too low. But in the big moments of the games, they always wanted the ball, and they seemed like they could just kind of find another gear, and it always happened very natural. You know, that's the thing that really stood out to me is they understood those moments, and they just did it.
Yeah, it's great insight, and you obviously have had to ride some of the greatest highs and some big lows in your career. You've ridden those things all out to this tremendous career. Did you always have that ability to not overreact one way or the other, not get too high, not get too low, as you said, or is that something that at some point in time you just had to learn how to do?
A lot of it just comes with experience. You know, I think you can have an idea that, you know, this is how I want to approach things, and, you know, everyone's telling me this is the right way to do it. And, you know, the older guys that were before me, you know, they tried to show me, hey, this is how you handle yourself in the great moments. This is how you handle yourself in the worst moments. But until you actually experience those for yourself, you don't really know how that feels. And, you know, we're all humans. You know, we all experience human emotions. And so, until you really experience those and know what it feels like, it's really hard to say how you're going to react. And so, you know, experience is a very big part of that for sure.
All right, we're visiting with Matt Beisler, and let's get to Sporting Kansas City, because I feel like we could have this conversation about your team as a whole, you know, riding the highs and the lows. You guys got off to a great start this year. You had that swoon in the middle of the season, and then you recovered from that, and it didn't seem that the team ever lost their confidence. And you guys are flying high again, all the way back into first place in the West. Is that exactly what we're talking about? Did, collectively as a team, did you feel like you guys were able to do that through the course? And obviously the season's not over. You guys can't get too fat and happy yet because there's still a long way to go. But is that kind of what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things going on right now. It's the end of the season. There's six games left. We're in a really good position. We have, like you said, we've had those ups and those downs along the way. And right now we're you know, trending in the right direction, and everyone's feeling great. But there's still six games left, and so we have to put our blinders on and make sure that we're focused just on the next game. I can tell you that everybody's extremely confident right now. There's no reason why we shouldn't be. We've had some excellent results in the past couple weeks, and right now everyone's just excited. It's an exciting time of year, and it's an exciting time to be playing well. And so the games can't get here soon enough. You know, we're already looking forward to our next game, which is in Philadelphia next Sunday. And so hopefully we can keep this momentum going. You know, there's some games where everything just clicks and the team is just on, and that's exactly what happened this past weekend in San Jose.
Hey, you guys win that one 5-1. I didn't realize this till yesterday when I started reading some of the notes about the game. First time since 2000 that Sporting have scored five goals away from home. The only other time in franchise history happened in 2000. The team went on to win Supporters Shield and MLS Cup, so hopefully that's a great omen of things to come. But it just seemed like it was all clicking, like you said, Matt. I mean, the goals were beautiful, but the thing that I was noticing in the game was the way you guys were passing the ball in the midfield. I mean, it was zipping around. It seemed like the crispest you guys have looked. How did it feel being on the field as a part of that?
It felt awesome. You're exactly right. Everything was just happening quickly, and everything was just going according to plan, and things were just happening exactly how we talk about and how we walk through it on the training ground. And when you're actually able to pull it off in a game situation, especially away from home, it's a great feeling. And I'm very excited that we were able to play like we did. It's great to be able to win on the road, especially for our traveling fans. You know, sometimes when you go on the road, it's a big deal when you win because it's rare to go on the road and win. A lot of times, you know, you're able to, like, sneak a goal, and then you have to sit back and absorb pressure, and it's not the prettiest of games. But we were able to go on the road and score five goals and, you know, to play like we did. You know, it's exciting that we were able to put on a show like that for our traveling fans.
And Gerso Fernandez, two goals and two assists in this game, and that chip was really pretty, wasn't it?
It was. Gerso, he had a ridiculous game stats-wise. He was all over the field making things happen for us. On that goal, on his first goal, I had a great view from the back. The ball was incredible by Felipe Gutierrez.
Yeah.
You know, he was able to play it right in between the right back and the center back. I was confident that Gerso was going to be able to get there just because he has amazing speed, but I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to find an angle or, you know, a spot to be able to play it over the goalkeeper. And so as soon as he chipped it, it was kind of a waiting game. You know, I didn't have a great angle to see if it was going wide or where the angle was. But once it hit the back of the net, it was a great feeling. And, you know, then you just go celebrate with your teammates.
All right, Matt, you guys now have another chance to get a big road win, this one in Philadelphia. Philadelphia are a good team. They appear to be a playoff team as it stands right now in the East. But they have a midweek game this week. And then just a couple of days after your guys' game on Sunday, they play at Houston for the U.S. Open Cup final, and we know how big that is for their franchise. So is it a bit of a guessing game trying to even know who's going to be on the field? How do you prepare for a game like this where the team you're playing against has such a weird stretch of games sandwiched around it?
Yeah, so there's two things with this. So to answer the question, yes, it is a guessing game, and there's challenges that go along with that because I don't know how they're going to approach this. You know, they play Wednesday away at Seattle, and then they play us at home on Sunday, and then they have the biggest match of their season the following Wednesday away in Houston. It's the Open Cup final. If I had to guess, they would save their starters for the Open Cup final next Wednesday. So that means they're probably going to play reserves on Sunday. But at the same time, there's only six games left, and they're fighting right now for a playoff spot. And so, and especially when they're playing at home. And so they're going to have to try and get a result at home against us. So it could go either way for me. I wouldn't be surprised if they played all reserves and then save their starters for the Open Cup final. But I also wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of mixture against us and then also mixture for the Open Cup final. So that's probably what I'm expecting. The good thing for us is that we just experienced that this past weekend with San Jose. We had the same thing happen. We didn't know what to expect or what the lineup was going to be for them going into this game, because before our game, they became the first team to officially get eliminated from the playoffs. And so we were thinking, oh, well, since they're officially eliminated, are they going to, you know, change up their lineup? Are they going to start playing young players or play reserves or see just different things, different formations? And so we got really good experience with that this weekend. We focused a lot on ourselves. We were ready for a couple different scenarios, and that's going to be the same case this weekend against Philadelphia. We'll put a lot of emphasis on ourselves, but we'll also be ready for a few different things.
Well, it's going to be fun, Matt. As you said, six games left, and every point matters. And I mean, we're talking about seeding for the playoffs all the way through MLS Cup now that come into play as well. And you guys have the chance, depending on some results, to clinch that playoff spot still with five games remaining, which would really be great as well. So best of luck on Sunday afternoon, and we will talk to you next week, man.
Sounds good. Let's have another good Kansas City sports weekend.
Well, and it's going to be happening at the same time. Chiefs kicking off at noon. Sporting KC kicking off at noon on Sunday. You can hear the sporting game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB with the final whistle afterwards as well. Sporting in the Philadelphia Union. Matt, have a good one, buddy.
All right, sounds good. See you guys.
All right, that is Matt Beisler. And again, you can hear that game on Sunday at noon right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Back after this.